Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gary Weber International AG Half Year 2017 Results. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Mrs. Claudia Kellert, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Yeah, good morning and a very warm welcome to our today's conference call regarding our first half figures. Today we want to give you some more details about the financials and especially the positive effects of our Fit for Growth program. On the part of Gary Weber, the very well-known team, Dr. David Trink, our CFO, Jörg Stüber, our head of finance, and the IR team attend the call. You will find the presentation of our today's call under the web link we sent to you with the invitation. If you are not able to open the web link, please call the IR team after the call. Now I hand over to Dr. David Trink.
Yeah, thank you, Claudia. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, thank you for joining us today in this conference call on the first half of the financial year 2016-17. Please allow some words before we start with the financials about the German fashion market in general. The fashion market in Germany means our core market, where we generate around about 63% of our revenues, remains volatile and challenging. Following a decline in sales of 3% in the first half of the previous year, the German fashion retail sector failed to recover in the first 6 months of our current financial year. In comparison to last year, market revenues fell down by around about 3% in the period from November 2016 to April 2017. When we prepared our forecast for the current financial year, we expected this difficult market environment and included it into the planning. Thus, our financial figures for the first 6 months of 2016-17 are full in line with our estimations. The first successes of our Fit for Growth program can be seen not only on the cost side, but are also reflected in the growing acceptance of our fashion products among consumers and our wholesale partners. We will use this year of stabilization to implement new merchandise management schemes, to try new ideas, and to continue adjusting ourselves to the rapidly changing market conditions. In the first half of 2016-17, group sales declined by 3.6% to now 427.8 million euros. The decline at group level is due to a reduction in revenues of the Gerber Weber Core segment as a whole. Gerber Weber Core contributed 334.9 million euros to the group's revenues in H1, compared to 352 million euros in the previous year. Our Hallhuber subsidiary generated revenues of 92.9 million in the first half 2016-17, which is a plus of 1.4%. The store portfolio of the Gerber Weber Core retail segment was subjected to a comprehensive review in the context of the Fit for Growth realignment program. 103 of the company-managed stores that existed as of October 31, 2015, were effectively closed by the end of the first quarter of 2017. Another 50 stores have since been on a watch list. Depending on the individual performance of these stores, they may be closed and or their leases will not be renewed. 12 of these 50 stores on the watch list were closed in the second quarter of 2016-17. Primarily as a result of the store closures, core retail sales dropped 6.8% from 206.4 million euros to now 192.3 million euros. Like-for-like revenues of the core retail segment slightly declined by 2.2% in the first half of the current financial year and are in line with the overall market development in Germany. Please have in mind that in Q1, like-for-like core retail sales declined 3.4% and in Q2 only 1.5%. Due to the shift of delivery dates from the second to the first quarter, revenues of the Gerber Weber core wholesale segment increased by 11.1% during the first 3 months of 2016-17. Consequently, the segment's second quarter revenues declined by 9.7%, resulting in wholesale revenues of 142.6 million for the first 6 months, a slightly decline by 2.1%. Due to the difficult market environment, we furthermore expect wholesale revenues for the full financial year to decline at a medium single-digit percentage rate compared to the previous year. Hallover's revenues for the first half of the current financial year amounted to 92.9 million. That's a plus of 1.4% on the first 6 months of the previous year. The increase in Hallover revenues is based on the expansion of the points of sale as like-for-like revenues declined. Following a strong increase of 6.3% in the previous year, Hallover's like-for-like revenues in the reporting period declined by 11.6%. This negative trend is primarily due to changed merchandise management, like I already explained in our Q1 call. To avoid excess inventories at the end of the season and to improve the gross profit margin, about 25% less merchandise was supplied to the Hallover points of sale in the first half of 2016-17. Merchandise stocks in the stores will be back at the prior year's levels only in early July 2017, which means that like-for-like revenues are not expected to increase notably before the fourth quarter of 2016-17. This change in merchandise management became necessary to respond to customers' changed shopping behavior and to be able to always offer the right garments for the respective season at the points of sale. So this should be a one-time effect in this financial year. As a result of the changed merchandise flow, Hallover's gross margin increased from 60.9% to now 63.3% in the first 6 months. The J. Weber core brands are marketed through the company's own online shops and on external platforms. Revenues generated by the company's own online shops are counted towards the core retail segment. External platform sales were counted towards the wholesale segment. Hallover also sells its products through its own online shops as well as through 14 external platforms. Unlike J. Weber core, Hallover uses the marketplace models of these platforms, which means that the company is responsible for delivery, handling, and the management of returns. These online sales thus represent a vertical distribution model and are therefore counted toward the company's own online shops. The J. Weber Group's total online revenues amounted to 24.5 million euros in the first half of the current financial year. The J. Weber core online shops contributed 13.9 million euros. This represents an increase of 11.6% compared to the first half of the previous year. The J. Weber core shops for the J. Weber, Typhoon and Zamun brands were relaunched at the end of March 2017. The new, more up-to-date look and feel and the more individualized presentation are meant to further sharpen the profiles of the individual brands and to match them more closely to their respective target groups. Online revenues of the J. Weber core wholesale segment generated through external platforms doubled from 0.7 million euros in the first half of the previous year to now 1.5 million euros in the reporting period. Hallover's online operations generated revenues of 9.1 million euros, that's a plus of 7.1%. Online revenues thus accounted for 9.8% of Hallover's total revenues. Just like the previous year, the first half of the financial year 2016-17 was influenced by the measures that have already been and are still being implemented in the context of the Fit for Growth program. The implementation of the modules, optimization of the retail operations, and adjustment of structures and processes is having the first positive effects on the cost structure of the J. Weber core segment. In the first half of the current financial year, J. Weber core personnel expenses declined by 5.1 million euros or 6.2% to now 76.4 million euros. Other operating expenses were reduced by as much as 16 million euros or 14% to now 98.2 million euros. In return, personal expenses of our Hallover subsidiary increased by 2.6 million euros to 18.4 million euros as a result of the expansion. Other operating expenses rose by 2.3 million euros to now 37.2 million euros, also due to the opening of new Hallover stores. In spite of the cost savings achieved by J. Weber core segment, we were unable to improve the operating result of the group in the first 6 months. This has been driven by a reduction in J. Weber core inventories of 11.5 million euros in the first half. We cleared off old stock in our warehouse as well as the released inventories from store closures, for example, in Canada. Another point was that changes in the Hallhuber merchandise floor resulted in lower like-for-like sales, with fixed costs remaining the same. As a result of that, group EBITDA declined moderately from 29.9 million euros in the first half of the previous year to now 28.9 million in the reporting period. In the first 6 months of the financial year 2016-17, the J. Weber Group generated EBIT of 6 million euros. The 2.4 million euros decline compared to the first half of the previous year is due to the negative EBIT contribution of minus 2.6 million euros made by our Hallhuber subsidiary. This means that the J. Weber core segment contributed 8.6 million euros to consolidated EBIT compared to 8 million euros in the first half of the previous year. Consolidated EBIT of the J. Weber core segment includes special charges of 1 million euros relating to the Fit for Growth program. At the six-month stage of the current financial year, consolidated EBIT of 6 million euros are in line with the expectation of the company, which previously projected consolidated EBIT of between 10 million and 20 million euros for the full financial year 2016-17. Due to a scheduled repayment of the first tranche of the promissory note loan of 20 million euros in November 2016, equity ratio climbed from 49.6% on October 31st, 2016 to now 52.3%. As of the end of the first half of the financial year 2016-17, current and non-current financial liabilities totaled 226.1 million euros compared to 254.8 million euros on October 31st, 2016. As a result, net financial debt declined by 14.8% to 173.9 million on April the 13th, 2017. Overall, we see the first positive effects of our Fit for Growth program. On the cost side and in the growing acceptance of our fashion products among consumers and our wholesale partners. As mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, we will use this year to implement new merchandise management schemes, to try new ideas, and to continue to modernize our J. Weber collections, all to bring us back to a path of profitable growth in financial year 2017 and 18. Yeah, thanks for your attention, and we will be pleased to answer your questions. Claudia.
Yeah, we will start the Q&A session. The moderator of the call will give you some more technical instructions how to use your phone to ask questions. Let's start.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Christian Zales, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I have two questions. First of all, on the cost savings. So how much of the 20 to 25 million targeted cost savings are already included in H1 this year? And the second question would be on the gross margin. So what can we expect in terms of inventory cleanup of the old collections in H2? So to what extent has this been finished in H1? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Zales. So, yeah, first of all, regarding your cost savings, it's a little bit tricky to answer that. I can give you the full year numbers if you would like to, what we already achieved. We already achieved 10.5 million euros coming from the headquarter here in Halle-Westphalia, where we reduced the headcount by 23% at the end. So this is the full year effect. In this year, we still have a few costs against that because we implemented how is it called in English? We implemented a program for our employees to help them to come back to the market again. It's called Transfergesellschaft. I don't know the English word for that. Sorry. And on the other hand, we renegotiated group contracts worth a saving of another 2 million euros in the full year. Altogether, I would say we are fully in line with our 20 million. We're working on the on the 5 million to come to 25, or maybe a little better for the next year. If I just look at H1 in comparison to previous year, we have roughly 5 million euros effects in the first half, but we are in line and fully in line with our expectations for the 20 to 25 million euros.
Okay.
For the group. Then the other question from you was what is with our stock and will there be something in the second half? If I look today at our structure of the stock in our warehouse, I would say no, you will not see an effect of that. So this really we like I said in the Q1 call, we used this year to clean everything up, to try something out, like new merchandise management, like you see at Haluber and so on. So we have a few one-time effects in this financial, but all to bring us back to our profitable path in the next years. So regarding your question, no, you will not see something in H2.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at the moment. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now.
Okay. I interpreted it as a good presentation of Dr. Frink and a very good H1 report.
One follow-up question, okay.
Yes, again from Christian. Let's see, your line is again open.
Yeah, just a follow-up. On Haluber, actually. Why are like-for-likes not expected to come back before Q4? So I would have expected that merchandising management would change already in Q3, actually. So what's the reason here?
Yeah, we will see for sure extremely good effects in Q3. But in Q3, you have to keep in mind that there's always the sales month inside, yeah? And the sales month, usually you clear stocks, overstocks with a higher discount, you're able to push your sales a little bit. That's part of our industry. If you don't have overstocks that you have to clear, and that was part of the deal with the new merchandise management, we don't expect to have high sales coming from the sales period. Means we really think Q4, without the sales period, will be a nice like-for-like development in the season. In Q3, you will see a huge improvement, but we're a little bit cautious regarding the sales month. So that's the only reason is the sales month, that's why we said, okay, for sure you will see it in Q4, but maybe already in Q3.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. We have received another question from Philipp Frey, Warburg Research. Your line is now open.
Hello. Just one technical question a bit. Your other operating expenses have come down nicely by around 13% or nearly 10 million in the quarter. Can you give us a bit of a split up? How much was other operating expenses and how much was really the reduction of rental payments due to the store closures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just looking for the numbers.
Yeah, so sorry for being a bit detailed. I guess it's a bit complicated, obviously, as you have some rental increases at Haluber as well.
Yeah, I don't want to give you the wrong numbers because it's a little bit tricky. What we had, if we look at isolated core, Haluber, we have 4.4 million euros decrease. In this part.
Okay, and that's only due to the store closures, or did you manage to renegotiate some rental contracts, which as well?
Yeah, we did that, but this is really only coming from the store closures because we now have a full year effect of the rental decrease of more than 1 million euro per year in the full year. But on the other hand, we made it with an external partner. and he's getting the first year, you know. So this year it's a pari game. Mm-hmm. So we have a decrease in the rents, but on the other hand, we pay our partner. And the next year we will have the full year effect of another 1 million coming from the decrease. And it's an ongoing process.
Okay, so 4.4 million was the Q2 number in savings. So did I get that correct? Or
4.4? Yeah.
Thank you.
Rental. That's right.
That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Frank.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I would hand back to the speakers.
Thank you. I hope we answered all the questions. Thanks everybody for your attendance. And if you have further questions after the call, do not hesitate, the IR team at the afternoon on Friday. Thanks a lot and have a nice long weekend.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.